As a dentist, I see patients smile every day. However, no one is happy to see signs of oral cancer, particularly with patients who use chewing tobacco. I see the severe consequences coming from dipping. I'm Dr. Steven Spitz with Smile Boston Cosmetic and Implant Dentistry. As the dentist on record for Boston's baseball team, I've introduced them to Jake's Mint Chew as a healthy alternative. Jake's is a USDA certified organic mint that has no tobacco, no nicotine, caffeine, or sugar. Jake's packs like the real thing with no harmful side effects. Go to jakesmintchew.com to order now. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Coming up on 5 o'clock from the Score Update Studio, I'm Nick Shepkowski. Starters announced pitching-wise for the All-Star Game today. For the American League, Dallas Keuchel of the Astros gets the nod over Chris Sale, while Zach Greinke from the Dodgers goes for the National League in tomorrow night's All-Star Game. Anthony Rizzo named the NL starting DH today. He'll bat 6th in tomorrow night's Midsummer Classic as his childhood dreams continue to come true.
A lot, yeah. That, winning the World Series, being an All-Star, there's a lot of things as a kid, and now these things are coming true. It's unbelievable, and I guess I'm going to have as much fun with it as I can.
Rizzo will be in the Home Run Derby tonight, as will teammate Chris Bryant. Rizzo takes on Josh Donaldson in round one. As for Bryant, he draws the number one seed, Albert Pujols. Other baseball news today, lawsuit filed against Major League Baseball for foul ball negligence in regards to spectators. Football, former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery after an incident last night in which he punched a youth in the face in a dispute over a beach chair. Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant threatening to sit out training camp and regular season games if he can't get a new deal done with the Cowboys by Wednesday. And the Astros, the new team rumored by various reports to be targeting the Reds' Johnny Cueto in trade discussions. The scoreboard update brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And let U.S. Bank take you out to the ballgame. Enter to win White Sox tickets at U.S. Bank locations between now and August 16th. For locations, go to usbank.com. See local branch for official contest rules. U.S. Bank, member FDIC. I'm Nick Shepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is Friday at 12:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Glenn Casper.
We're cutting into your vacation. Thank you.
That's okay. We'll make it a nice, relaxed conversation. That was a really fun first half. Definitely the most fun we've had in about 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. And while the Cubs lost 2 of 3 over the weekend, I thought Arrieta's performance yesterday was one of the best he's had as a Cub, which is saying a lot. Kind of glad he's not pitching in the All-Star game. That's the irony of it, right? You end up getting guys in the All-Star game, and then you say, man, I wish I'd rather have 2 or 3 days off. But it is a great honor, I know, for Brian and Rizzo to be there and to be in the Home Run Derby tonight. And I may watch a couple of swings, but that's probably it.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Former Bears offensive coordinator Aaron Cromer arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery.
Yeah, have a night, dude. Beat up a kid over
what
beach
a
chair.
Screaming turd he is, huh?
And it was in the dark was his whole excuse or reasoning behind
it. Was in the dark.
Oh, I didn't know what I was hitting. I just
if there's
can't
any other
see.
Football questions, we'll be happy to answer
I'm
those.
In the dark here. Can't see 2 feet in front of you. Didn't look like a kid.
Swinging wildly. I throw my fist first and ask questions second.
God.
I look around and I see what I hit afterward. It was dark, damn it.
You know, any other questions other than that?
I don't think we're even anymore anyway.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boers and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boers and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Talking to you at 312-644-6767. Put plenty out there today as we take a baseball break. Just take a nice break. And let me tell you something, too. I've been on beaches all across, and a lot of places in the world that are really, really dark. I mean, some of those people, really. And you know what?
You also accidentally punched a boy.
I punched out a pool boy. You could absolutely 100% see, no matter how dark it is. Just in case there's any question of this, you could absolutely see.
Right. It's not like he's swimming in ink. Of course you can see.
I'm swimming in ink. Ye bastards. No, I understand that.
It was light enough to see them sitting in your beach chairs. Or did you just guess? You just intuited that someone had usurped your chairs, your precious chairs.
They took his precious chairs.
So they could surf cast.
Creep.
So they're catching sand perch and you're all angry and you had to punch them and threaten
and
to kill them.
With this kid.
And they said, I'll kill your family if you tell the police?
With this kid.
And then apparently the kid was nice enough to say, all right, well, here, let me get your fishing pole.
Kid's smarter than he is.
This is Mike. He's on the score. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing today, guys? I've talked to you several times before. Like, I like your take on something that I've been reading about that's a little encouraging. Micah Johnson and Eric Johnson. Eric the year before last was looking pretty good at the end of the year, had some problems last year, but this year leads the International League in strikeouts and starting the All-Star game and has an ERA in the twos. He was a high draft pick a few years back. I mean, why not bring him up and put him in the rotation instead of Danks? You know, get us
I'm with you.
In there.
I'd rather anything other than Danks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Mike. Absolutely.
I'm reading, the reason that Micah was sent down is because he was having some defensive problems, but I'm reading where he's, according to Rick Hahn, he's looking pretty solid down there.
And he's still
but
hitting.
Bring him up, put him at second, and if you trade Ramirez even, maybe switch Sanchez over to short. I don't know. Maybe
Mike, I'm good with all of it.
I'm not objecting to any
of it,
Mike.
I'm good with all of that, my friend.
Why not?
Absolutely good with it. Those two guys, Eric Johnson had trouble when he was here. And
he'll probably have trouble again.
Well, I was going to say, the chances are there'll be issues will arise again. I mean, you see it sometimes, not as often as you used to. It just seemed like the moments were too big for him. The games were something about it. It wasn't...
What, the inability to throw a strike would be the something about it.
And that's not him. I don't think that's been his entire problem as a minor leaguer.
Matt is in Lincoln Square, and he's on the score. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
So now that summer NBA leagues have started, I just elaborate a little bit on what the Freddie Hoiberg offense is and how that fits with the Bulls.
Well, it should theoretically fit with anybody. Mm-hmm. And the offense is spacing the floor, using the secondary break, not taking too much time off the shot clock. It's not grinding and grinding and grinding and waiting for the shot clock number to turn red. He likes to use something called a drag screen, which I think he claims to have invented.
That's a lot of stuff.
I mean, they termed it, he may be the first to term it a drag screen. Other offenses have used it. And it's just, it's the trailing big on the break coming in to set a very quick pick and roll action. You'll see a lot of screen rolls. And the issue is going to be floor balance and making sure that there are enough shooters on the floor and enough creators on the floor at any given time to make sure no matter where they are in the shot clock, the defense is stressed. And you don't allow a defense to get set. You don't allow them to set to begin their pattern of rotation.
And keep this in mind, too. He's as particular about his offense as Thibs was about his defense. He is very...
When it comes to decision-making on who plays and who doesn't. Right.
Yep. So you will hear about if he's... What I don't recall, and I should have paid closer attention, is if he's going to scream at you every second of the game. Because we talked about that in transition. And I really would prefer, and I think the Bulls would, too. I think the Bulls are probably... I've had about enough of somebody screaming at him every minute of their basketball lives, don't you think? And you know what? Fred was there for the first couple games of the Summer League. I mentioned the Summer League before. I don't know what it gets you. I know if you're bad, it gets you that. If you're good, I'm not sure what it gets you.
He says he's still going to coach him, too. He's not going to hand over the reins quite yet because they've got some things they need to clean up. That's what he said.
Well, he said he was going to leave. Originally, he said he was going to leave after the first two games.
He's changed his mind.
Ice. No, he's not doing that. I didn't see him doing that. But he is very as particular and as strident as Tom was about his defense.
I told you what
Fred is the same way about his offense.
What my buddy told me, who knows more about Hoiberg than I do and has been around him at Iowa State, and he said, you can talk to Fred Hoiberg about defense. If you ask him a question about defense...
He has this guy in for that.
He says within 15 seconds of his answer, he's back to talking about offense. It's just how he's wired. He's a put the ball in the basket guy. And it's okay, because for the Bulls, why not?
I think it's. I think at this point in a lot of careers, this is a welcome change. But again, I still think that in the NBA, I think playing really, really good defense is still a necessity. And to win it all, if you have those aspirations, still think you need to do that. But this should be a refreshing change for a lot of the Bulls.
It isn't just that. It isn't just offense or defense. It's the fact that I think for the first time, a Bull will be able to show up to shoot around at the practice facility and not necessarily be fearful at 10 o'clock at night that the coach is there.
That Fred's still there.
That Fred's still there and coming in and then running you through drills.
Correct.
Because you know where Fred is at that time?
Oh, but his wife and kids.
He actually has a wife and several children.
Heading up to the beach with Aaron Cromer.
He may want to spend time.
Yeah, I think he does.
Tony in Wonder Lake, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how are you?
All right.
You know, given the issues the White Sox have had over the last 3 or 4 years, I'd like to know who in the organization paid Morrissey to write that article.
Nobody paid him to write an article.
No, that's what he felt. He felt like the White Sox shouldn't pull the plug.
I'm being facetious, but at the same time, is this guy nuts? Look at this team. This team is an absolute joke, with the exception of Chris Sale and sometimes Quintana that runs into some bad luck. This team is an absolute joke. They don't play defense. There's no timely hitting. And if you want to talk about X's and O's, they probably got one of the worst in the game. So I'd like to know where he gets the inspiration to write this type of an article about the White Sox.
For those who didn't see it, thank you for the call. What he did is he basically wrote, don't pull the plug. The White Sox are just hitting their stride now, and there's no point in giving up on this. Don't give up on this. It's still available for you. That was the tenor of the column. And I think that that's a hard judge after one baseball game. You come up with that conclusion, and the White Sox
because they also I forgot who wrote it, but they also had somebody relatively recently say fire Ventura and hire.